This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. 1 year ago today, President Bush flew a fighter jet onto the deck of the aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln and spoke these words.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
A banner above the president declared mission accomplished. Since then, more than 600 U.S. troops have died in Iraq, and fierce fighting continues. Three more deaths were reported just today, a soldier and two sailors. NPR's David Wellner reports that Washington, D.C. is also roiling on the anniversary of President Bush's speech.
With Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin alongside at the White House, President Bush yesterday defended his pronouncement on the Abraham Lincoln. He said he gave a speech saying, quote, we had accomplished a mission, which was the removal of Saddam Hussein.
I also said on that carrier that day that there was still difficult work ahead. And we faced tough times in Iraq, Mr. Prime Minister. We've had some tough times. And we've had some tough fighting because there are people who hate the idea of a free Iraq. They're trying to stop progress. And because they understand what freedom means to their terrorist ambitions. And so we're making progress, you bet.
But the man challenging Mr. Bush for his job does not share that sense of making progress. Democrat John Kerry yesterday reminded a crowd at Westminster College in Fulton, Missouri, of the boast, mission accomplished.
I don't think there's anyone in this room today or 6,000 miles away who doesn't wish that those words had been true. But we've seen the news, we've seen the pictures, and we know that we are living through days of great danger.
Still, Kerry insists the U.S. stay and finish the job in Iraq. Some of Kerry's Democratic colleagues are far more critical, though. Here's West Virginia's Robert Byrd addressing the Senate.
The failures of post-war Iraq lay squarely on the Bush administration for recklessly sending this country, sending our men and women to a war that should not have been fought, a war in the wrong place, at the wrong time, and for the wrong reasons. Mission accomplished. The mission in Iraq, as laid out by President Bush and Vice President Cheney, has failed.
And Kerry's fellow Democrat from Massachusetts, Ted Kennedy, said the president's done little to change course in Iraq over the past year.
Then, as now, the president had no plan, no strategy about how America can stabilize Iraq, bring our soldiers home with dignity and honor, and accomplish the mission. Then, as now, we are muddling, day by day, hoping for the best, fearing the worst.
Senate Republicans say such remarks only serve to undercut the man they prefer calling Commander-in-Chief. Majority Leader Bill Frist yesterday made such a warning. But Frist also called the last year in Iraq far more difficult than most people anticipated.
The reality is that it's going to be a difficult next year and difficult next year after that in all likelihood. And that is what we know today that we simply didn't know a year ago.
Some of Frist's Republican colleagues are more defiant. Here's Montana's Conrad Burns speaking Thursday on the Senate floor.
I don't think we need to apologize to anybody anymore of the actions we're taking. Enough is enough.
Still, TV broadcasts this week of photos showing U.S. forces humiliating and possibly torturing naked Iraqi prisoners have jolted the war's strongest supporters. President Bush was asked about those photos yesterday.
I shared a deep disgust that those prisoners were treated the way they were treated. Their treatment does not reflect the nature of the American people. That's not the way we do things in America.
John Kerry, for his part, said he was disturbed and troubled by what he called evidence of shameful treatment of Iraqi prisoners. It's one point on which all sides in this bitter debate over Iraq seem to agree. David Wallner, NPR News, the Capitol.